From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, Coinbase in the WNBA, Beeple hacked, and GameStop's new wallets. That's coming up today on the Decrypt Daily.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, May 23rd, 2022. How was your weekend? Mine was very busy. My nephew turned one this weekend. Well, his birthday was this weekend, and we celebrated his birthday. Was moving from different things. We went to a watershed event the other day, so I learned about the Rocky River watershed, which was pretty interesting. But another thing I really want to tell you is a story. And this story really, really has put a lot of things in perspective for me. And I'm really one. It's going to tell you. Anyway, let me just get into it really quick. So there's this guy. He's about 40 years old. And this was back in 2019. And he was a chef. He was independent. He was truly doing absolutely fine by himself, right? He's just a dude going to work. And then a freak accident happened at work. This is a true story. I'll tell you where I'm going with this in a minute. But a freak accident happened at work. I think he was trying to get into some lowboy, a lowboy cooler, meaning that it was sat on the floor and it opened, the door opens up. The door swung up and hit him in the head. And it hit him in the head either so hard or in a way that his something in his eye detached. Either his retina or his cornea or something. Long story short, he was left totally blind, like 95% blind. Could only see like a speck of light out of one eye. And now, that was 2019. Imagine going blind at 40 years old and your whole life just turned upside down. And the thing is about when it happened in 2019 is it was happened right before COVID. And so basically he went blind a couple weeks before COVID hit, and I'm sorry, a couple months before COVID hit, and then he was locked down. And so why that is important is that all the services for people who go blind or kind of like different things to help take care of them were gone. They were just gone. There were classes where somebody who went blind would they'll teach you how to use the cane, teach you how to navigate life, teach you how to read Braille, teach you all these different things about how to live as a blind person. And he didn't get any of that. And also with that, he started slipping through the cracks financially. And so he found himself to be homeless. And so my girlfriend, as you guys know, who's a doctor, and her dad's a doctor, and her sister's an RN, somehow, some way, this guy's case came to them. And they saw that there was a need, a lack of services and help for this individual. And so through this whole, I think about a year and a half now, they've been helping him. And so for once, they put him into a hotel and, you know, collected money from the community, paid themselves. I paid a week myself too, to help him stay and live because he was getting no disability, no nothing, no social security, because you have to apply for that. And how do you apply for that if you're blind? It's almost impossible, you know, and making sure that his stuff is safe. You know, the security of when you become blind, you are now a target, you are a target for anything that could happen, and you don't know what's going to happen because your major, I guess, sense has been gone and you haven't had a time to develop your other senses. So long story short is this guy has been trying to navigate life blind. And, you know, the community has come in to pitch in to help. And that taught me one big thing is how much we need services that are longstanding and get people back on their feet, especially in these kinds of situations. Sometimes when we volunteer, sometimes when we do something that is, I guess, altruistic, we would say, oh, it's a one and done. We'll go hand out turkeys on Thanksgiving, or we'll donate to this certain thing or that certain thing. But at the end of the day, if it wasn't for, honestly, my girlfriend's family, and organizing to make sure that this guy has constant help in navigating life. I mean, for example, if you weren't an able-bodied person, you wouldn't know that the accessibility thing on your phone exists. So how do you use your cell phone at that point? You know, like we learned how to do that. And we learned that there's actually different ways to do two-factor authentication because, you know, if you're trying to if you're trying to make a new account on a site and they say pick out all the fire hydrants, if you're blind, you can't do that. But they actually have ways to do that if you are blind. So you have to learn all these different things. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because, you know, over the weekend, we helped him move. And so he was living in assisted living places. He was living at a homeless shelter. He was living at a hotel for a while. And all his stuff was in storage. And so we took all of his stuff into storage to finally he found an apartment. Here's another caveat to this. I know this is not about crypto, but I'm telling you stories anyway. Okay. So here's another caveat to this. Is that most times when you're trying to rent a place, the landlord needs to see your income. Okay, well, he's on disability. Well, you need to have X amount in the bank, let's call it five times the amount for rent in your bank, or have a certain amount of savings so you can rent the apartment. He literally was blind for the past 2 years on disability. You know, the apartment that we found is probably one of the cheapest places that we could find. And there's some cool things that were like in walking distance that you didn't have to cross streets. And so it's $700 a month. I think the guy's taking home around $1,200 a month. I mean, this person is now living on the margins, and he will be for the rest of his life. And so he moved his stuff to the house, and, you know, there's a caretaker that's going to come over two times a day to help him out. Hopefully that's an honest person that doesn't, you know, take advantage of him in one way or the other, which does happen more often than one would hope that it would happen. Anyway, I just want to tell you this story because it really put a, you know, I guess like a emphasis on how much support and assistance and good people are needed to help these different situations. And it's not just one and done. It's one of those things where you have to commit long term if you're going to try to actually make a change or help somebody through something. And the other thing I really want to emphasize was, you know, that same day I was driving on the highway, I guess to my nephew's first birthday party, is I was passing this truck with a big sticker on the back of it that said the No Handouts Club. And I was just wondering like the whole background behind that. Because I understand you want people to go to work, you want people to, you know, be incentivized, but also, you know, find opportunity and make it for themselves and work hard and achieve. And I 100% believe that. But I wondered how much that kind of mentality would transfer to, say, this situation where an accident left somebody in this situation, and now handouts is the only thing he's going to have to rely on for the rest of his life. Because unless he learns really, really well how to navigate the world as a blind person, which could take a decade, I mean, if you know how it is, they say, oh, if you are to be an expert at something, it takes around 10 years or so many hours, right? 10,000 hours. If you're working at it all the time, like how long is it going to be for him to have the confidence to, you know, emotionally be able to, and also physically and with the skills to be able to navigate the world efficiently as a blind person, and then go on to, I guess, achieve for himself. I mean, especially since you're starting now as a 43-year-old person. I don't know. I just want to tell you guys the story because it was one of those things where it showed me that good people are one, very hard to come by. And if you are a good person, make sure that you help out as much as you can. Don't think it's one and done. Continue to help the same person or the same situation because it takes a long time to move past things. There are real big cracks in our system, and the bureaucracy really, you know, doesn't help people that much. And if it wasn't for good people, a lot of these people would be in worse situations. And also just, you know, every day you wake up an able-bodied, healthy person, just be thankful. Work hard. Try to find out what you love to do. Do what you love to do. And, you know, live your dreams because you only get one life. And now after 8 minutes, let's get into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
And I'm recording this at 10:51 Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Bitcoin is at $30,251, up almost 1% in 24. Ethereum's at $2,058, up 2% in 24. Tether's number 3, BNB moved back into the number 4 spot at $330, up 3.5%. Remember, BNB always surges quite a bit before we have a Bitcoin pump. This is what I found. Let's see if I'm right. Obviously, that's not financial advice. And USDC is number 5. Rounding off the top 10, we have XRP, Cardano, BUSD, Solana, and Dogecoin. Total market cap, we're at $1.3 trillion. BTC dominance of 44.3, and ETH dominance of 19.1. And now, it's time for Coin of the Day. Coin of the Day today is ranked number 166 on CoinMarketCap. Telecoin, ticker TEL. Its price is 0.0024 cents, up 2% in 24. Market cap is sitting at $152.6 million. Fully diluted is $274.6 million. 61% of TEL is in circulation. Its all-time high price was set a year ago, May 11th, 2021, at 6.5 cents. It's down 96.2% since then. Yikes. But its all-time low was 2 years ago, and it's up 4,000% since then. You can buy TL on KuCoin, Bybit, Indodax, and another one that I have never seen before, Femex? Okay. Well, there you go. There's where you can buy it if you choose so. So what is TEL? TELCoin? So according to the website, it has a picture of five different phones on here. They're actually iPhone. I'm going to call them iPhone 12s. But it says secure, deposit, trade, send, and receive. Send money to 16 countries and counting with the TELCoin app. TELCoin works with telecom and mobile money providers globally, enabling direct connections to trusted platforms that are already used by millions. The TELCoin app now supports fiat remittance from Canada and the United States to 16 countries. Use your bank account to send to the following countries' mobile money platforms. Additional corridors are coming soon. Its tagline is low-cost, high-quality financial products for every mobile phone user in the world. And that's TELCoin. Ranked number 166 on CoinMarketCap, ticker TEL. And moving into some headlines today. You're here for the news. You got very little of that so far. We're going to try to fix that for you. Coinbase has added partnerships with the WNBA's player union, the WNBAPA, the Seattle Storm, and the New York Liberty, and two of the league's stars. However, the WNBA and many basketball fans were far from excited about the news. As part of the deal, every WNBA player will be set up with a Coinbase wallet. Coinbase jointly held a Crypto 101 Twitter space where a New York Liberty guard joined two employees from Coinbase training team to discuss crypto from a beginner's point of view. The fans are saying crypto is a scam, gross, a Ponzi scheme, and some are expressing concerns about Coinbase's business in light of its 70% stock price dip this year. One tweet called this the perfect intersection of crypto dudes hating this because they don't like the WNBA, and WNBA fans not liking this because it's crypto. The president of the European Central Bank appeared on the Dutch program college tour last night. ECB chief Christine Lagarde stated flatly her belief that recent events have proved crypto assets to be worthless. In quote, my very humble assessment is that it, crypto, is worth nothing. It's based on nothing. There's no underlying asset to act as an anchor of safety. Still, the chief isn't interested in an outright ban on crypto trading in the European Union. The answer to the problem, in her mind, is regulation. If you want to invest there, it's your choice, she stated. But I believe that it should be regulated. Those who invest should know it's a super risky asset. What do you think of her comments? Is it okay for her to have those comments and have that belief and still say, hey, we still need to regulate it, but I'm not going to ban it? Is that a happy middle? Or do you think it's irresponsible? Do you think it's myopic? Let me know, Matthew Earn at Decrypt.co. GameStop. GME launched today its non-custodial browser-based Ethereum wallet similar to MetaMask. First question is, why don't you just use MetaMask? But we'll see here in a minute. The wallet will let users store, send, and receive cryptocurrencies and non-fungible tokens across various crypto apps. It will support NFT trading through the upcoming launch of GameStop's NFT marketplace, and it'll be launching in Q2 of 2022. The wallet leverages Loopring's ZK rollup technology and Ethereum Layer 2 scaling protocol for cheaper and faster transactions. The wallet can be downloaded as a browser extension in Chrome from the Chrome Web Store. Though the wallet is a non-custodial wallet, it does track certain user information, including IP addresses, GPS coordinates, and information near to the user's device, according to the privacy policy. It also monitors users' network clicks, mouse position, and keystroke logging, says the privacy policy. Huh. Red flag? Can I say red flag? I say red flag. Then again, I don't know how many other apps and things that I have on my computer right now that or browser extensions that do the same damn thing. I just don't know about it because I never read the privacy policy, which most people don't. But red flag. What do you think, Matthew? You're in at Decrypt.co. Digital artist Beeple's Twitter account was hacked, and it was part of a phishing scam that appears to have stolen more than $70,000 in Ethereum. Everyone, be careful. If it's too good to be true, then it's probably too good to be true. It's a scam. Don't do it, especially if it's on Twitter, especially if it's in the comments, especially if it's on YouTube comments. It is not for you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Pharrell Williams believes there's a revolution coming that will shake up the music industry, the financial system, and even government. And he thinks that blockchain and Web3 technology, decentralized Web3 technology, are key to it. Williams appeared at VCon on Saturday. And during an onstage interview with entrepreneur and event creator Gary Vaynerchuk, Williams said that there's going to be some downsides to the rapid rise of the NFT market, particularly those who jump in solely to make money without long-term vision. You deal with people who are just hanging around trying to catch a quick buck, he said. You guys call them grifters. Williams described a couple of Web3 endeavors he's working on, including the Gallery of Digital Assets, which he describes as a safe space for traditional artists who've done really well to have a place where they can transition into the digital world. Williams said, you come here talking to people about blockchain and Web3. What you should know is this is a moment in time where everything is changing right now. You are all looking at those old systems. You know they are antiquated. You know they don't work. And you are standing up and you are saying, no more. And finally, what I want you to read today. It's an article by Tommaso Di Bartolo, writer from Decrypt. And it's entitled, We're Ready for the Metaverse, but the Technology is Not. And here's why. Link is in the show notes. I think it's the last link. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. I'll be back tomorrow. And until then, pop over to iTunes. Leave a comment, leave a rating. It makes everybody happy. And until then, happy hodling, everyone.